Haskell S.N., Irwin. Sunnyside, Kurrenbong, New South Wales, Australia. February 7, 1900. Dear Brethren Haskell and Irwin, I read a letter written by Dr. John Kellogg to Brother Haskell, and I tell you that his statements are correct. Means can be raised and should be raised to send workers into this field. The openings are many, but the work moves slowly. We have just had a most intensely important meeting in Kurrenbong. Brother and Sister Wessels, Brother Sharp and his wife, Dr. Caro, Brother Morse, and Elder Daniels and his wife came from Sydney on Sunday. Brother Wessels was very much stirred up by letters from Cape Town. Brethren Hyatt and Hankins and others there are asking that he and W.C. White come to South Africa to counsel about various features of the work. Some of the brethren are perplexed over the question as to whether the Dutch and the English should work together or separately. Brother Wessels, Willie, and I had a long talk over this matter. He feels intensely interested in matters there and is sometimes inclined to return and do what he can to help them. But we see no light in his returning at a time when so little can be accomplished. Willie sees no light in the proposition that he shall go to Africa. His mind is now fixed upon the matter of helping me in my work. As regards the building of our new sanitarium, I feel that the time has come for this work to go forward and that we need Brother Wessels to take charge of the building operations. We have secured a good location, and nearly enough money has been raised to pay for the land. Now we need funds with which to erect the buildings. I have written to some of our brethren in Australasia and to some in America, asking them to contribute and lend us money with which to build. There are some words of encouragement, and we must continue to ask and to pray and to expect that the necessary means will come. Some of that which you have sent us was intended for the sanitarium and will be thus used. We hope that you may be blessed in stirring up others to invest in this enterprise. We have not in this country the many thousands of dollars which our brethren have in America. The Lord knows all about this matter, and when our faith has been sufficiently tested and proves unfailing, we shall learn the meaning of the words, "The gold and silver are mine, and the cattle upon a thousand hills." Haggai 2, verse 8. Psalm 50, verse 10. I have written an appeal to our people in Australia, which is applicable to our people in America as well. Copies of this will be sent to you. We have been planning, some, regarding the use of the money which you have sent us, and I have proposed that £100 should be used in starting the Avondale Press, that £100 be used for the relief of the Stanmore Church, in partial fulfillment of the promise made some time ago of assistance from the Union Conference, that £50 be appropriated toward the Hamilton Meeting House, that £100 be used by the Union Conference in its publishing work, and that £300 go to the health retreat as a loan until other arrangements are made. This, with what has been especially sent for the sanitarium and the school, will nearly cover that which we have so far received. Whenever anything is sent for a special enterprise, we shall see that it is used for that purpose. But when money is sent with the request that it be used where you see that it is most needed to advance the work in Australasia, I have then felt that it was right to relieve the most pressing necessities. We must not consent to let the work stand still. I have promised £25 to help to start the bathhouse in Newcastle. Our brethren have rented the Turkish bathhouse in Hamilton and are fitting it up for our work. Dr. Rand will have an office in the place, and two of our young people trained in this country will take charge of the baths. We hope that the establishment of this bathhouse will add strength and blessing to the work in Newcastle and its suburbs. Maitland and all the surrounding district is being worked as fast as possible with the limited supply of means that we have in this conference. The Lord is moving upon hearts, and some of the best people are deeply interested. The Bible readings held in the homes of the people are doing a good work. Most earnest, faithful work is being done. Now is the time, the very time, when we must press the work to the utmost of our ability. We must not slacken our efforts on any account, for it means much to the people who are now under conviction and much to the success of our work in other places. Let Maitland be thoroughly worked while there is an interest. The work is being carried forward in the most economical way. Some of the rooms in the mission are not properly furnished. They do not correctly represent our work. I shall not rest satisfied until the mission is made more presentable. It is not right for us to make such a show of extreme poverty. It is now proposed that Sister Robertson shall open a school in the little hall connected with the mission house for young children whose parents may wish them to attend. This will take one Bible worker out of the regular work, but we hope that it will strengthen the work in other ways. It seems providential that our brethren could secure a place having a hall large enough for Sabbath meetings and for a primary school. I shall write you more about this school later on.